We welcome in, as we do every Monday, the head coach of the Bears, Nick Charlton. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Hello, Rich. How are we?
I'm doing well, thanks. Tough one for your Black Bears on Saturday. You've had a chance to take a look at things a second time or more. How would you assess what went wrong?
Well, I mean, it was honestly the stretch of time from the middle of the second quarter to the middle of third quarter where, you know, they went on a 28-0 run. And, you know, we were in a, I believe it was a one-score or two-score game, and we started moving the ball really well on the ground. And unfortunately, you know, Freddie played a really strong game, but he put the ball on the ground. And we were, you know, going to go in there and get some points out of it, get it back to a one-score game. And, you know, they ended up going the length of the field on a drive and then had a two-minute drill conversion for a touchdown. So they were 6-for-6 in the red zone. And, you know, the third quarter, it kind of continued there. Joe made a very uncharacteristic mistake. It was his first interception of the year on a third down. And things kind of snowballed again on us. And, you know, I think we're probably where we're at right now is objectively, you know, correct, unfortunately. And that's a tough pill to swallow. We're 2-2. You know, we've played some really good football teams, but we've lost the, you know, two of the better ones in our league and let them get away from us, you know, and I think that's part of the development of this football team. And I got to do a better job making sure that in the middle of the game that guys stay in the moment and we're not pressing too much. And it doesn't need to get to that score, obviously. But, you know, hats off to Villanova, good team, you know, very talented, very well coached. But we certainly didn't play well, especially in that stretch of time. That was really the key to the game, to be honest with you.
There were some positives, though, and what you mentioned, Freddie Brock, 14 carries, 88 yards, and a touchdown. He was named Rookie of the Week in the CAA, and you got to like the way he ran the ball.
Yeah, I mean, Freddie's dynamic, you know, and aside from the one error there that was a critical error, but he's done a really nice job. You know, he stepped into a big role. He's taken a good chunk of the carries right now because Elijah was a little banged up in that game. You know, we felt like he did some really good things against Stony Brook, and then he started to get it rolling. So, you know, I think Freddie showed what he can do, and you know, he was Rookie of the Week this week, so I was happy about that. But, you know, we got a good amount of freshmen and sophomores playing right now, and definitely was pleased with his performance overall.
And, boy, another guy who really impressed on Saturday was Xavier Scott. You told me during the week that he was back and as healthy as he's been and would get more involved in the offense, and he certainly was in a very big way and so tough to stop with those shovel passes. Once he got the ball, he's got great speed and a tough guy to tackle.
Yeah, I mean, it was good, and I think it's time for things to come offensively, and obviously there's areas we need to play a lot better. Like, we didn't protect and pass pro very well. At all. You know, I thought we got physically defeated a few times against some very good players. And then, you know, I thought our run game definitely improved. But, you know, overall, we got to be a little bit better, especially throwing the football with what we do. But in terms of what his role was, you know, it was the first time, like we talked about on, you know, whatever, you know, the day was in the middle of the week, that he was going to be able to get some carries. And some of the jet sweep stuff that we do and shovel, things like that, you know, that's been a basis of this offense for, you know, at least since I've been the coordinator a couple of years ago. And, you know, once Earn and Dev were out, you know, we were kind of looking for guys to replace that. And I think Trevin Ewing is a true freshman, and now Xavier have stepped in. And obviously Xavier had, you know, 100-something yards of receiving / rushing there. So I think that's going to be something that we continue to add back to our offense, to our game. And, it's something good to keep teams off balance that I think really helps with what we do.
Well, this week, again, there are no easy games in the CAA. You take on a Rhode Island team that's been surprising. They managed to beat Villanova in overtime earlier this year. They're 2-1, had their game with New Hampshire postponed last week. But despite the fact that you've got a long stretch of wins over Rhode Island, it's never easy with them.
No, it's always a battle. You know, it's always very, very physical. And, you know, they do what they do, and they have different coordinators right now, so the scheme's a little bit different. But you know, the one thing I've noticed is, you know, I have a lot of respect for their offensive coordinator. I've known for a while, Coach Murph, and they've been running the football really well. Their running backs are very talented. And then defensively, I think the one thing you notice on film is they play really hard, and it's definitely a different Rhode Island team. and they attacked the football, and very impressive on film that way. And you know, we gotta play our football. We gotta play our brand of football, and that's stopping the run, which is something we haven't done a good enough job at. And this is going to be a very run heavy scheme that we're about to face, so we got to be able to do that regardless of who's in the game. And then offensively, we have to finish our drives. I think ultimately that was what really hurt us in the beginning of the game, is we just didn't finish drives and took some negatives. And you know, Joe didn't play his best game. I didn't call my best game, honestly. So I think that you know, when we go down there, it's going to be a battle like it always is. But you know, we're going to be a confident team, and these guys are resilient. These guys are resilient, and you know, we are where we are, which is 2-2, which, you know, it's not where we want to be at. But at the same time, these guys continue to battle. They continue to make great decisions off the field that are ultimately allowing us to play these games, and we're hopeful that we're going to be able to get the rest of our games in and finish with a winning record.
Well, and I think that's more than a little bit to be proud of. When you look around your game with Villanova, you were the only two CAA teams playing this past weekend. More teams, I saw South Dakota today, has to postpone their game this weekend. I think it is, if you can get through this weekend and get to the New Hampshire game, whatever you can get in at this point, I think you have to consider that a success and be really proud of the efforts of the players and the staff as well in getting to the point where you could play more games than anybody else in the conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, you know, an accomplishment. I mean, there's still more story to be told here this season, and if we have the opportunity to play these games, you know, we're going out there to win them, and if we're able to do that, then you know, I'll feel obviously a lot better about it. But these guys have put in so much and sacrificed so much just to get us to this spot where, you know, honestly, at this point, knock on wood, you know, we should be able to play all of our games, and we'll see what happens. Obviously, there's a lot that can still happen, but you know, the players have truly committed. Our staff has really been committed to this, done a very good job being positive with our young men on this football team. You know, this has been a very trying experience, and, you know, I give a lot of credit to the staff and the players, and there's a lot of things that I could have done better throughout this process, and, you know, hopefully next pandemic I'm a little bit better. but I think that in terms of our staff and our players, I commend them for everything they've done so far, but we got a lot of work left to do.
Well, hey, finally, that philosophy major pays off, because you really got to be able to, I think, take a step back from this and be able to see the big picture and be flexible.
I appreciate that. That's for a much longer call, Rich. I think that, again, you know, a lot of what my role has been and getting this football team prepared, you know, a lot of it's had to do with the circumstances and trying to keep everything going. And again, I give all the credit to the players and the staff, and I mean that legitimately. And you know, there's things that along the way that everybody can do better. And you know, I don't think the story's over yet. You know, we still got two games on our schedule, and we only could control what Maine does. And you know, we had testing yesterday; we were all negative again, and we test tomorrow, we test Thursday. So, you know, every day we're checking, and I'm checking with Ryan Taylor, and we can only control that. So, you know, I'm trying to continue to be a positive influence, but, you know, we got to go out and perform, you know, and we did that in two of the games, and the other two we did not. That's why we're 2-2 right now, but we have an opportunity to have a winning football team in the spring. And to me, that would be a major accomplishment for this program with everything it's been through. So, we got to work really, really hard here the next couple of days to get prepared for a good opponent and then do it on Saturday.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Maine and Rhode Island coming up Saturday at noon. We hope you have a good week of practice. Nick, travel safely, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Nick Charlton, head coach of the Maine Black Bears, taking on Rhode Island this weekend, and then the season finale scheduled for a week from Saturday at home against New Hampshire, and that one will be a 2 o'clock start for the Black Bears. Our Black Bear Report's brought to you by our friends at ClearPoint Capital. And I mean, say it that way. Friends? No, they're friends. Our friends. I was searching for the phone number there. Our friends at ClearPoint Capital, the official financial advisor of the Maine Black Bears. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718.